không người thì cả. How great is your name. I'll lay a sacrifice lamb for our sin, die on the cross for our sin. The blood is Israel covering. God really put ourselves into your hand. We do know you already. We do know you have already overcome. And we do know one day you will call our name and we will rise with you. Amen. I let evil will fly with our heart. We pour out into your hand. We are truly grateful. He chose us and let us become the children of you. That's why we are here. That's why we worship you today. May you come in our heart. Let us ready to receive your word. Let us humble and listen to you. Focus on you. Amen. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Hi, please greet each other. Good morning. This was a bold statement made. made by Peter, even if all the besides him might fall away, he will what? Never will. Have you ever made this kind of statement? Doesn't matter what is the predicate after it. I will never fail. Have you ever had that strong confidence before? Doesn't matter whether you speak it out or you speak inside. Have you ever had such a strong power within you say, I will never fall away? But that is exactly right what he meant. He really thinking, right? Have that confidence in his life, even if all others, right, fall away. Well, let's based on this, right, and dig in. Today we're going to talk about the Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. We'll focus on four verses from the 31 to 34. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34. If you have your Bible, you can read it. Otherwise, look at this and listen. So it starts with Simon, Simon. Jesus said, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brother. And he continued. But he replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. But Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crow today, you will deny 3 times that you know me. So this is very interesting, right? We kind of take it out of the context and put it there. If you look at the whole chapter 22, it's a really long chapter. It contains 71 verses over there. It almost, right, is one of the most lengthy chapters in the Bible. And they have contained so many information there. If we kind of chop it and put it, group it together, we can into the 6 particular section topic we may talk about. First one, Judah betrayed Jesus. Second, we're talking about the Last Supper, about the new covenant. And next, Jesus, right, prayed on the Mount of the Olives. And Jesus got arrested. And Peter disowned Jesus. Then Jesus was tried before the Pilate and the Herod. So there are so many things, right, we're going to talk about. But today we're going to aim on one of the subsections. It's always like Satan really caught the Judas. And Judas, right, surrendered himself under the bad, evil Sanhedrin hand and try to do the harm to Jesus. Then during the night before the trial, Jesus, right, had this Passover meal, and later he talked about this cup of the new covenant. And come with the argument about who is the greatest. Then come with the message we can talk about. The setting of the Simon Peter. And how does this message, right, got to do with the spiritual grace? We will connect it through the 3 particular aspects. Number 1, warning. Number 2, sustaining. Number 3, committing. So we will find these 3 angles, right, to bring out the message. Number 1 is easy. Warning. Simon. Simon. Does everybody know what does Simon mean? Simon is a particular name Jesus. Jesus gave to Peter. So it's kind of like a block. So it's kind of very solid. Simon, very solid. Very solid person. Then what? Satan had asked to save all of you as wheat. I don't know how many of you ever into the farm or grew up from the farm environment. Have you ever seen the traditional way to sifting the grain? You kind of poke it out and let it away. And then the wheat coming down and all the chaff got blown away. And then put it around the row on the side and like a small mountain. Have you ever? Somebody not there. Okay, good. All right. At least we grew up safe now. No. You're much younger. Alright, so there's a picture, a little bit to help you, right? It's kind of holding something. This is more like the Jesus arm. It's not my head, but we are talking like holding one grip and you pull the wheat into it and you shake. Right. And the grain, right, will stay on and all the chaff will sift through. Right. So that's what it means, right? Sift all of you as wheat. Right? And funny thing is, look at it. Satan sift, and there's one verse that had asked. Alright, don't be mistaken. Satan is a real deal. No matter whether we try to cosmetic and beautify or whatever, it's a hard fact. And during the Bible, particularly for the Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, if you're familiar with it, Satan gave access to the location of father reside and make the demand. Demand to do what? To save. To save who? All the believer. The one who are faithful. But he had to ask for what? A mission. Right? So what's the aim of the Satan? What do you want to do? He wants to turn every believer. Turn from who? Turn from God. And some recorded according to the Bible is really successful. Remember the Adam and Eve? They got turned from obeying God's word. And remember about their first son, Cain, also got turned. As a matter of fact, if you keep reading the Bible, right, on the Genesis, so many people of God have been turned. And only one, a huge exception. Have you ever heard about Enoch? A person who walked with God faithfully for 300 years and he dared no more? Why? God took him. God liked him so much. Took him. But it kept going down, right, generation to generation, right? Satan got, if not all of it, except one family, Noah. Only Noah, right, resist the Satan's setting. But here it is that Satan, how do we define Satan? Do you know, in the Bible, right, there are so many descriptions, the title assigned to Satan. Number one, princess of the world. Prince of the world. Ruler of the world. Right? And the authority and the power of those of the end. So he got the spiritual power. Great but limited. Alright? And that's his job. His job to get to every faithful and try to turn it. And that's why starting was just talked about, is starting with one thing. Satan get into Judah's heart. Alright? And so he's turned one of the 12 disciples successfully. Now he's coming to after the other 11. And start with the leader, Simon Peter. And so that's the situation setting up. And Jesus knew it. And that's why he raised this particular warning. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to save all of you as wheat. So it's kind of like life. Christian life. Christian, only Christian. The faithful life is not easy. It's like you are getting to the seesaw, right? And you try to balance yourself. One day, one moment, you feel so uplifted. But the other day, the other moment, right after that, you're sinking down. And you know why? Because Satan is trying to sift you. But remember, God is protecting us. And we're going to talk about this grace. This is certain, the aim of faith. You want to go to any church, because church is supposed to be the gathering of the saints, right? He'll go into every church, right, and turn every faithful people. He don't care about those unfaithful, because those already in his hand. But he cares about those faithful to God. And he will really try to go shake him. He'll find his way. If you give him a footstool standing, you'll penetrate and get in the ground. Stop shaking your faith. And if you don't grip on, if you grip on wrongly, you will fail and fall. But gratefully, there's a sustaining power. The power came from Lord himself. Because Jesus said, "Don't worry, I have prayed for you, Simon." This is a really, really powerful statement. Because number one, Peter don't know what is going to happen. And he really don't know, right? Why and how Satan is going to approach him. But regardless, right, Jesus said this. So it's kind of like, right, Jesus' intersection. So paying attack, yes, there will be. They're always here. But we have a really supporting system there. It's from the Jesus intersection. I love him. And that is really the most important. So it's kind of like, there's a block. One side is attack. But the other side, right, this blocking will keep you safe. And sometimes you don't even know you already got protected. And that's very important. Because it will make a drastic difference, right? How to regain your strength. Most of the time, right? There's a famous saying in the Bible saying, God will demand you more if he give you more than other people. So receiving have an obligation.
receiving that obligation. Because, yes, you are more blessed than other people. And in the same time, God will ask you to do more for other people as well. And that's why I like to become strengthened is very important. You won't fall. That's not the faith Bible talking about. The faith Bible talking about is always your heart, right? Pointing out to God. The always object is God. That's the faith, the trust we are talking about. What is the viewpoint about God? And here is that this faith, right, will not fail. And when you turn back, when you regain your faith, when you got empowered, you have to go to help others. So that's kind of like God provides you more power to do what? It's not for you to self-elevate it. It's for you to apply it out, right, to the people around you to really need help. They are probably in the same trench you were before. But God said, right, when you got bring back, when you return, right, you have an obligation to help other people out. Stronger is not to crush the weak. It's more like to help them out. Together, to going up. But look at this. When, if you go into literal analysis, when you say faith may not fail, does that mean faith sometimes will fail? If it's not fail, like, why do you need to turn back? So it's obvious that like, from time to time, like, you will be so weak, your faith will be so weak because you turn your back against God. Doesn't matter if it's sideways or 180 degrees. Your face is weaker. And sometimes it's a relative comparison. Compared with your stronger point, your face is breathing down. Self-comparison, don't compare it all. So today your face, right, is weaker than yesterday. And the day before, it's just gradually like dribbling down. And one day, it's just failing. But Jesus said, don't worry, I'm praying for you. You will regain your control. You will be restored. And you will be strengthened. And that's the time you go to establish the flock I sent to you. Be a good witness. So, by this time, do you know how important is Jesus prayer? Because it's pointing to God, right? It's aiming on our faith. It's aiming our repentance and acknowledge. So we can return. And we can be empowered. And that makes a difference. Committing. You know, most of us already took our baptism, right? And during there, we kind of show our commitment to be faithful, right, to Jesus. Repent of whatever we have been done and accept Jesus as our Lord. Forever, right? That's a commitment. And look at this. That's a Peter is like committing. It's not more than I'm committed to you. I mean, he's saying, I am ready. I'm ready to do what?
I'm ready to go with you all the way through. Doesn't matter to the prison or to death. So that's exactly right. Why in the third slide we say, even if other fail, fall, I will never. Because that's exactly right. How confident, how determined he is, he committed, right? How many of us connect this thought right now? You will go all the way with Jesus. You are ready. It doesn't matter how worse the day to come. You are willing to take it. Be obedient all the way through. How many? But Peter did. But his action, does his action really live up with this statement? Do you know who pulled the sword, right, to against the temple God? One or two against many, right? That's a Peter. He drew the sword, right, and really wanted to defend Jesus. He don't care about his person. That's how determined he was. But in the end, right? In the end, he said, yes. In our life, we do believe, right? God will build us up to some certain level. But when you move further, there are always certain moments that you do know there's so many weaknesses. You need to be overcome. And that's exactly why the father of the troubled son, he brought to the knee of the Jesus Christ and say, yes, I do believe. I do believe. But I do also know there are certain unbelief inside my heart. So he asked Jesus Christ to help him to overcome this unbelief. And that's exactly what Peter, right, need to ask. But he don't know. Because he's thinking, right, he's so confident in making that commitment open. And he's willing to do that. So his readiness is really ready, right, to go into the prison and even to die with Jesus Christ. But in the end, there's a struggle. Struggle is not coming from flesh alone. They also remember we are talking about there's a spiritual satanic attack which is crouching behind there. He's asking a permission, right, to what? To sit Peter. And that's why life becomes a struggle. Even you are so spiritual, right? You make a strong commitment along the way. Yes, I'm 100% belong to Christ. I will give myself up. I've been sacrificed all along, and I will sacrifice more to be more obedient. Suffering and sacrifice, just a two word, mean nothing to me because I'm totally belong to God. That's a commitment. That's a proclamation. But at the same time, I remember, the stronger you are, the powerful you are, the satanic attack will be even stronger. You will be his first aim to bring you down. Because if it successfully brings the leader down, and all the followers will disappear. So how many of you, in your daily prayer, you pray for the leader of the church, leader of the society, leader of the country, leaders
of the world. Have you really anxious, right? So passionately to pray for it. Even pray for your parents. Pray for your teacher. Pray for your principal. Or pray for your enemy. To let God get really into their heart. It's very important. Because sometimes they are vowed to do good, but at the same time they are also under tremendous satanic attack. And that's very important. That's extremely important. And this is the prophecy. Jesus was really saying that how Satan going to get to Peter. He said, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will 3 times deny you know me. You will deny 3 times you know me. And that's Peter, right? He just committed himself, right? He go all the way to the prison and to the death of Jesus Christ. And in the same night, a couple hours later, he will disown Jesus 3 times. And that's exactly what happened, right? In the Luke chapter. It's a wake up call. And that's really destroyed, right? Peter's faith. But Jesus said, I already prayed for your faith will not fail. Did Jesus pray? Got granted? Did Peter's faith fail? Yes or no? Did Peter's religious system got crushed down? It's a debate. But at least in those 3 times, we bow yourself in no connection with Jesus Christ. His face is truly weak. Right. So what does this connection with the spiritual grace? The key says, remember this picture of the says it is surface best when you feel similar. When you are in trouble. And that's the time Thanksgiving is really popping up. Now Peter is in the water of trouble. Regardless whether he acknowledges it or not, he's in trouble. Because Satan, right, is in him. But before this, even if all fail away, right, our neighbor. But did he keep his promise? But don't underestimate this commitment. Because not every people have this strong confidence, right? To vow this. But even as strong as it is, right? He still needs this spiritual grace, right? To uphold him during a difficult time. And that's what we're talking about, right? Warning from God, right? Particularly reminding you, right, about the difficulty ahead, about this particular spiritual war time.
is coming along. And also there is a comforting statement by saying, don't worry, right? There's a sustaining power. I'm praying for you. And I'm praying that your faith will not fail. And that's very important, right? And there's also going to, there is a commitment. It's regardless, right? What's going to happen is that at this moment, when you put yourself on the altar and willing, right? Commit yourself to God alone. It's very important. Even at that time, you feel weak, right? Then you have to slowly, right, go back to God and pleading and praying, right, to resist the temptation. And in the end, right, that's how you can be empowered and you can be strengthened and you can be restored. And this is Peter later on, right, with this experience, he wrote this in his 1 Peter chapter 5. He experienced this, right? So he made it very clear. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And that's exactly right, the lesson you learn. So he put it on, right? He wants everybody to be alert, right? With the mind of a sober mind. Don't overcrowd yourself with a flush. You have to really stand in firm when that attack comes along. Right? And resist the temptation. And be strong in the hand of the Lord. And that's exactly what he meant when he wrote it down. Remember this, Satan wants to set us, all of us, not just Peter alone. So you will be glad, right, to hit the most strong one and rest, right, with just trembling down. But if you hold on, you will know God's will is for us to become his children and stay as his children. The relationship will never change. And God's power is always the best. Satan has limited power, but he has aim to turn us. But in the same time, right, our Lord Jesus Christ, our best. That's why power is intimacy for us. That's why sometimes, right, we feel confused, right? But we won't let go. You know, right, there's something that's guarding your heart. And that's very important. That's our high priest, Lord Jesus Christ, praying for us. And that's the spiritual grace we are talking about. So, if it comes to our sense, right, this will be the challenging verse later on. Jesus said, you have to pray. You really have to. Pray that you won't fall into the temptation, the test. You won't fail the test. So this is exactly right. The prayer, the powerful grace, right, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Key, the struggling is the faith. The faith to God. And that's exactly the statement, right? Want to destroy. There's a Satan's attack. And there's our commitment, our confidence, or our whatever it is. And there's a temptation, right? The scheme all settling around us. And we want to be empowered, to be strengthened. And that's the spiritual grace from our Lord. And that's why, right, he's saying this, recorded this in Mark. Yes, we do believe. We do believe. But there's no shame, right, to means something in our heart is still God. And we need to be in our heart. We need help. Divine help from Jesus directly. So this is the final statement. Jesus already made it very clear in our daily prayer. And into the Father. And in every moment. Can we read together?
Lead not into temptation. Deliver us from evil.
This is the spirit of grace. As a matter of fact, when you are praying, Jesus is also praying that together with us all. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we are so grateful. True thanksgiving. Really don't need to be surface. We do not. We need all the time. We need your prayer. Need your sustaining all the time. Because we do know in this life it's not an easy life. It's full of the trouble, disappointment, and sometimes it's even the persecution and the rejection of the Lord. Life is not fair. But we are your children. We do have the faith from you. And we do want to put the faith upon you alone. We do know there are enemies. They are unbelievers. And there are unbelievers behind him, the enemy, the devil, the Satan. We will try to attack us and deprive our faith. But we also know that our Lord Jesus Christ, you are praying for us, interceding for us, so we won't fail our faith. We are not as strong as the Peter can vow that if all other fail, he will never will. We know our weakness. We know our strength. We do need your help. With helping us, use your blood to cleanse all our sinful thoughts, our weakness, that us can be truthfulness, right? Put ourselves into your hand. No matter what will happen next, today, at this moment, we are all yours. With helping us, let us truly put the glory belong to you, all back to you. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And next, we will do the offering. Offering is showing our power of thankfulness back to God and collect this for extended season for all of you of the church. So, if you have this urge, please.
Dear Father in heaven, please accept this offering and the tithes, and please bless all who are here to worship you today. Please show us your bless, your love, and your grace in a such mighty way for our sharing and obedience. And please also provide the church the wisdom to use this money all according to your will and for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, we have certain announcement. No turning ball. Oh, it's okay. We're going to need the turkey, isn't it? Alright, but we do got appreciation night. Alright? So it's set. Will be the December 22nd, 5 to 6:30 in the church. And there is the sign machine. Can you see that? Underneath. And right after that, we're going to have the white elephant gift exchange from 7 to 9 o'clock. Right? All ages are welcome, right? Okay, alright. And that's also right the sign-up sheet over there. And this is the New Year Eve dumpling party for the whole church. So everybody invited, and we're going to on the December 31st, do we have a time, beginning time? No, not yet. Later we will announce that when we got more right schedule over there. But reserve your calendar for this particular time slot. And today we also have the Sunday school classes. We stay with us to talk more, discuss more, study the God's Word more. And next is Awana. Program update. Yeah, I guess Tom and I were all going by the kids last night, so we're still shaking. Alright, yeah, everybody's fine. I wish I'd been doing last night with you. It's very grateful. And parent luncheon is on the first week, Sunday.
Just update. So for December, our parent luncheon is second Sunday, and we're going to go out to eat. We're going to go out to eat. So it should be in the email and check the. Yeah, it should be in the email.
For the family time?
For parent luncheon.
Oh, parent luncheon. Oh,
second Sunday.
Oh, second Sunday.
December, yeah.
Right. So December will be on the second Sunday. We will update in the next announcement. And today we have the EDB board meeting. An EMT meeting for next week is canceled. And this is the today's service. Thank you. And next week, go back. Okay. And so Pastor Phil will go on the road for 3 consecutive weeks. So God bless you. Pray for him. And if you could, have some spare time and willing to do something more for God, right? Please come to help us, right? That we can have no problem to position you in every particular ministry that you are burdened for. Thank you. So that will be conclude today's service. Let's arise. We're going to receive the invitation. May the Almighty God sanctify you and keep you blameless. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all from now to forevermore. Amen.